This is Vermont Edition. I'm Rick Sengary in for Bob Kinzel. In his inaugural address in January, Governor Phil Scott promised that his administration would focus on what he called outcomes over process. To that end, he announced that he would form a group to improve government efficiency.
I'll also establish a government modernization and efficiency team, which will lead this charge toward a more effective and productive state government. It will work to maximize the efforts of our employees and the impact of state services.
Today, we're taking a look at the issues that he brought up, and we're talking to a couple of members for that the team that he's forming about what they hope to accomplish and focusing in on one major area, improving the state's use of IT. Joining me from our studio in Montpelier is Sue Zeller, the Chief Performance Officer in the Agency of Administration. She's the chair of the Government Modernization and Efficiency Team, or GMET for short. Sue, welcome to Vermont Edition.
Thank you, Rick.
Also in Montpelier is Neil Lunderville, General Manager of Burlington Electric Department and a member of GMET. Neil, nice to have you back on Vermont Edition.
Great to be back. Thanks, Rick.
Sue, from the description that the governor gave, working to maximize the efforts of our employees and the impact of state services, that sounds both enormous and a little nebulous. So what is GMET set up to do?
Well, GMET is one of two executive orders that the governor issued on the first day. GMET is Executive Order 3. And Executive Order 4, which goes in tandem with GMET, is a program called PIVOT, a program to improve Vermont outcomes together. And that's where we'll actually get involved with state employees looking at using tools such as results-based accountability and lean to actually improve work processes, business processes in agencies and departments with the leadership and cooperation of GMET.
Neil, what are your goals for this team?
Well, I think when we look at the very broad enterprise of state government, we look across it at all its various agencies and departments. I think even an average Vermonter looks at it and says, there are definitely ways we can do things better. And when we look at it from folks who've been looking at it from the inside, we also believe that we can do it better. There have been programs and processes in state government that haven't been changed in decades. And some of them are working and some of them are not working at all and need to be working better. So what the governor laid out was a broad vision, but it's also a very targeted one, one where we're saying, let's look across state government. Let's first focus on our strategic goals. And the governor laid out three clear strategic goals. Let's make sure that everything we do in state government is around one of three things, strengthening the economy, making Vermont more affordable, and protecting vulnerable Vermonters. And looking at all those processes, those programs, those activities, and making sure that they align with those strategic goals. And if they don't, then we have to question, why are we doing them? This is a very different approach than the approach governments generally take. Generally, governments say when they're building their budgets or they're developing new programs, they say, well, what did we do last year? And then can we do more of it next year? And that really isn't the right question. The right question is, what are our strategic goals and what are the programs and activities that are best designed and aligned to meet those strategic goals? And that's where the governor wants us to focus.
Sue Zeller, it does seem that there's a particular focus here on improving IT. How big a part of GMET's purview will that be?
Well, I think it's certainly one of the primary roles of GMET, although GMET has a varied role. If you look at IT in general, and in this I'm talking about, systems or whether it's cloud services or actual systems in your server room, the fact is that IT is the infrastructure of the 21st century. And as Neil said, we have some systems that have been literally in place for 30 years. Now, they may still work, but you can bet they don't provide the service to Vermonters that they look for and that they expect when they get online and could do pretty much anything online or buy anything with Amazon or sign up for movie tickets even. Mm-hmm. So the state really does have to step up its focus on strategically setting a plan about to improve the IT services that the state provides, not today, but over the longer term.
We're looking at Governor Scott's Government Modernization and Efficiency Team, also known as GMET. Neil, there have been projects and teams with similar sounding functions before in state government. I think you were involved with the Tiger Teams under Governor Douglas. How is that program different than what we're seeing with GMET?
There are quite a few differences. I think generally a lot of all governors, all leaders want to find ways to do things more efficiently, more effectively. When we launched the Tiger Teams back in 2008, 2009, we were in the throes of the Great Recession. We had a massive budget challenge that we were facing, and we were really just trying to find ways to find money to balance the budget. And certainly we have budget challenges now. Governor Scott's identified them and offered a lot of innovative ways to approach those budget challenges. But one of the big things that's different between those is Governor Scott has taken a comprehensive view of making sure that we are aligned with our strategic goals. And I'm going to let Sue talk about some of the things that have done. But one thing that the governor made clear right off, starting with his inaugural address, he says that this is going to be part of the DNA of what state government does. Instead of only doing this when we have a budget crunch or when, you know, people feel like one program is a little old and tired, we're going to do it with all of our programs all the time. Every year, it's going to come from the top, meaning that Governor Scott said, as governor, I'm going to make sure this happens. I am empowering my cabinet, my direct appointees, to make sure they are building budgets around strategic goals, that they are looking at programs and finding ways to make them more efficient. And I am going to train employees from the bottom up to have the tools to really embrace this kind of operating philosophy. So this is a much more expansive way to look at this challenge than we did eight or so years ago, and we've done it in previous times. But I think really importantly, when we are educating employees, state employees, about how they can better do their jobs, they are excited. I mean, I've met state employees, and I think we all know state employees. They want to do a great job, but oftentimes they are hamstrung by things that don't make any sense. One, they might have an IT program that was invented before the internet. Two, which they're forced to use. Two, they might be forced to use multiple IT programs to accomplish the same job or slightly different ones that makes no sense. They might find that from a bureaucratic perspective, things are built in a different pre-computing era, one that's certainly 20th century, not even brought into the modern times. And there are ideas that exist in this core of state employees looking to do good work that the governor wants to tap into and let those ideas bubble up. And that's really going to form the bedrock of these efforts.
Well, Sue Zeller, you were chief performance officer under the previous administration as well. What efforts were taken to create efficiencies during the Shumlin years?
Well, the biggest effort was really on the part of the legislature. They passed in 2014 Act 186 that set out at that time eight high-level, population-level outcomes and a number of indicators that we, the administration, reported on. And the nonprofit community is a big adopter of results-based accountability also. So at the time when I took this role, previously, I was the Deputy Commissioner of Finance under Governor Douglas and under Governor Shumlin. I thought that it had a really good chance of promulgating out because of the multiple support. However, in the 3 years that I've built on what the legislature started with the help of agencies and departments, we now have a strategic focus, and that is one thing I think that was really missing. And we have a directive from the top, which is the governor's executive order. And we have some resources to help us, which is the people who are on GMET, which give us an outside perspective that we really haven't had before. And So I think as we've been training on Pivot, it's a combination of results-based accountability and lean. And as of the end of the day Tuesday, we will have trained a total of 196 state employees and cabinet members on what the principles are, how they fit together, how lean and RBA work together to enable us to improve processes, measure results, and then use those measures to report indicators that tell us, for example, if our outcome is the economy, we want a prosperous economy, we want a growing economy, we have a number of indicators that we can use to tell us if we're getting there. Things like gross domestic product or gross state product, the unemployment rate, the poverty rate. So, because there is no one measure for the economy, mm-hmm. and there is no one measure for affordability, but on the affordability side, you have things like median household income that you can look at, different indicators that you can actually measure and compare to national standards or other states or other indicators, benchmarks, that you can tell if you're making progress. And if you're not making progress, then you have to go down to the next level, which is your programs. And you have to decide, are the programs, through measures, looking at performance measures, is the program actually accomplishing what its mission is? If the program is a training program for Vermonters that are unemployed to get employment, how many of those people that we put through that program actually result in getting a job?
We've mentioned a number of the various programs like TIGER, the Government Accounting Committee, and RBA, as you mentioned, results-based accountability. You know, have they failed? And I'm not being facetious here, but are we creating inefficiencies by adding more efficiency programs?
No, I don't think so. We're actually not adding more. RBA and Lean have existed for the last 3 years in state government, and we report on them in two forms. We report at the high level every September on the 10 outcomes and I think 80 indicators. And we also, as part of the governor's budget submission, we now report actual performance measures. How much did we do? How well did we do it? And is anybody better off on more than 60 individual programs for anybody to look at? They're on the spotlight.vermont.com website. You can look at any program and read a little narrative and look at 3 or 4 years of data that managers and citizens can use to see if a particular program is meeting its result goal.
And you mentioned it really is an impressive roster of people who are on the GMET team. Will it cost taxpayers anything?
No, this is all voluntary. There's no stipend for this, and these people are all willing and anxious to help. Remember, they're taxpayers too.
Yeah, we a number of members of this committee were part of Governor Scott's budget development working group. That group was focused on wasn't focused on developing the budget that the governor presented. It was really focused on how do we best accomplish the strategic objectives of state government that the governor outlined, strengthening the economy, making Vermont more affordable, protecting the most vulnerable, and that we met as that committee and really dug into what we're doing to do strategic budgeting and to make sure that our programs are working. And what we found, to kind of get back to your question, Rick, is we found that some things like the results-based accountability that Sue has been working on for the last number of years is a great foundation to really make this work. But it hadn't been given the leadership from the corner office. And that's what Governor Scott has done. He has said, right, like I said, right in the inaugural address, that this is going to be its own initiative. It's going to be a major focus of his administration and has mandated to his cabinet that when they come back to build budgets next year, that they will have to justify their budgets around how they meet the strategic objectives that he outlined. And if they don't, then the programs are going to face some scrutiny. That's how you ultimately make government more efficient, find some of the money that's in there, the savings that we can apply to other areas in state government that need those funds.
We have Lucas calling from Barry. Barry, Lucas, what are your thoughts?
So one question I have is, Neil, back you were in the governor's administration with Tom Pelham, and these teams were put in place before. There was the concept of integrating the IT departments from the different school systems, and now that we have initiative from the governor for level funding for all the schools, is there the concept that you might bring in the infrastructure support to one centralized location to support all the schools, and that way there you could have efficiencies and cost savings?
Neil, what do you think?
Lucas, thanks for the question. I do think the state needs to have a very serious conversation about how we become more efficient in our education spending. The governor's made clear that we are spending much more than we can afford in our property taxes on schools, and we have to become more efficient. He's put out a number of proposals, including the level funding of school budgets. I think that looking at ways that school districts can combine some of their administrative services to become more efficient, whether it's around IT, whether it's around energy, general services, is a great idea and one worth exploring. We want to ultimately, when we look at this, we want to find ways to reduce our administrative cost so that we can put more money into our programmatic services. And in the school setting, what I mean by that is if we can spend less on IT or spend that money more efficiently, we can put more money into classroom instruction or other programs that are going to directly benefit students. At the state level, one of the executive orders that the governor laid out early on was to create a agency of digital services. That's within the state of Vermont. Right now, we have a Department of Innovation and Information, which over time has done a good job of bringing some services in, but not all of the IT services. So the agency of digital services would be a really comprehensive state agency to align the state's IT portfolio, project management, with the goal of making all of these services more modern, more nimble, more efficient. And ultimately, by doing this, we will build some core technology that we can reuse so that, you know, right now we know in human services, Sue and I were talking about this earlier today, we have over 100 different case management programs that are being used right now to manage the different clients that the agency uses. 100 different programs. That's crazy. We should be, and I know one of the areas we're doing is building one core technology for case management that can be used by the entire agency and ultimately not just the agency of human services, but other agencies that are interacting with the clients of the state. This makes a lot more sense than having a bunch of splinter departments and agencies kind of doing their own thing, which is where we are today.
We're talking about GMET, Governor Scott's plan to make state government more efficient and effective. Coming up, we'll get into some more specifics about the program.
The best podcasts are spread by word of mouth. Think of your latest obsession. You probably heard about it from a friend or a family member. Well, this month, we're asking you to pay it forward. Recommend a great podcast to someone special in your life and watch the sparks fly. Then tell us what you shared using the hashtag TryPod. That's T-R-Y pod. Oh, and a pro tip. You can use that hashtag to find some really great new shows for yourself, too.
I'm Rick Singeri, and this is Vermont Edition. There's probably not a living taxpayer who doesn't love to hear a political leader call for creating efficiencies and cutting waste in government. But then major problems happen in an IT rollout like Vermont Health Connect, and we just chalk it up as business as usual. Various programs have been attempted in the past in Vermont. Governor Phil Scott has created the Government Modernization and Efficiency Team, or GMET, to tackle this task. We have two members of the team with us today. Neil Lunderville is General Manager of Burlington Electric Department and a member of GMET, and Sue Zeller is the Chief Performance Officer in the Agency of Administration and the Chair of the team. Listeners, we want to hear your thoughts on this program. We have Greg calling from Ferrisburg. Greg, what do you think?
Hi, yes. I just want to give a comment for discussion, which is I really hope that the committee in this case will not do what Vermont have done in the past, which is in the short term by turning to companies like HPE or contractors recommended by the federal government for Vermont Health Connect and end up in a situation where the low initial cost ends up in lawsuits and huge amounts of cost down the road. If you look at the major IT names in today's industry, Google and Amazon and everybody else, take note of what they are doing, which is almost everything they can in-house using open licenses like any kind of Linux distribution that they can customize for themselves and their own hardware. If you turn to these larger manufacturers, you end up getting the short end of the stick more times than not. And we've seen that play out. Education, as the last call I was talking about, is a perfect example, as it is almost insane and unconscionable the amount of money that is paid to Microsoft by our school system each year for licensing.
Thanks, Greg, for that. And on a similar note, we heard from Luke in Montpelier. He writes, there's little responsibility for how vital data and operations are handled. There is too much outsourcing. Reduce the subcontracting and raise the wages. So, Sue Zeller, what do you think on those points that both Greg and Luke are making?
Well, I would say, going to the example that Neil used about case management, I would agree that there are too many outsourced systems there. However, we're not a computer company, and what we do need to do is we do need to do requirements and process beforehand. Bill Gates has a saying, innovate before you automate. And sometimes state government gets ahead of itself and buys a product where they have not done the planning up front. And it may take you a year or more to do the planning so that you know exactly what you need, so that when you do go out and look for an RFP, you find a product that fits 90% of your needs. And for that other 10%, you may want to change the process rather than customizing the systems. State has experience with customizing, and that's actually what people used to do before the internet, is you used to build your own systems. You had your own designers and developers, but then, you know, you have that one developer who's the one that knows everything, and he retires. And that's the challenge, for example, that the Agency of Human Services has now with their primary system, which is years and years old, is getting someone, anyone, each year to update it. So they're on the process now of looking at all of their systems and trying to design and set the requirements for an integrated system that would not just do case management, but eligibility determination, claims processing, everything. That's where I think you gain the efficiencies, and that's where you wind up creating better paying jobs, more rewarding jobs, and jobs that people like to do. Because they're not just pushing pieces of paper around anymore. They're actually involved with a system that our clients, who are our taxpayers and our citizens who receive services, want. They want to be able to interact with the state the way they interact with Google or Amazon.
It's just to pick up on that, I think Sue raises an extremely important point here, is that technology is not a cure-all. If we do not think about what we are doing and how we are doing it and what ultimately we want to do, what are our strategic goals, all the technology in the world is not going to solve to make things more efficient. In fact, it's just the opposite. As we've kind of talked about in the callers noted, you could bring in third parties. You can build it yourself. And if you just start layering technology on top of problems that haven't been thoroughly thought out, processes that have not been really analyzed, studied, and streamlined, then you're ultimately building a system that's going to collapse under its own weight, which is why the governor has said we need to put part of the state employees' DNA is really thinking about how do we make things lean? How do we make things streamlined? And how do we make sure that they are really rolling up to support our strategic objectives? That is a change in mindset. That needs to start at a very basic level for everybody looking at this. Now, in the private sector, you know, I work for the Burlington Electric Department, which is a municipal electric department in Burlington. We've been thinking about this, literally taking apart our processes to make sure that they're meeting our goals more effectively. And we've found, just as other companies have found, that when you do this, you can achieve better results for less money. and improve employee satisfaction. It really is a win all around, but it does take determination and it takes leadership. And that's why I think the members of this team have been impressed that the governor is willing to commit the time and resources to doing it right out of the gates.
Well, Neil, let's get another call in. Steve is calling us from Montpelier. Steve, thanks for calling today. What's on your mind?
I want to ask the members there to respond to the fact that the governor's executive order creating a new agency of digital service is also proceeding without a plan in that the state's five-year IT plan hasn't been completed in accordance with statute in many years. And so to tear down the DII agency and build up a new agency without having written a plan seems to contradict what I'm hearing from the members.
Sue Zeller, what do you think about that? And is there a plan being worked on?
Well, yes, and that's one of the items under GMET's purview is to assist the new agency in developing a long-term strategic IT plan, as well as determining how we would vet projects. We have a history of vetting projects, maybe not as as strategically as we could. We need to learn to, first of all, not do so many projects and leverage the projects that we do across the board. And GMET, that's one of the things that they will be looking at, since we have members on GMET that have a lot of experience with this.
Sue, how do you think the way the government uses and pays for IT needs to change to keep up?
Well, IT in and of itself is changing. Things are moving to the proverbial cloud. We are using software as a service more rather than having a server in your basement that has applications on it. And that is where it's going. The state is in the process of upgrading our email to the cloud. But the advantage of that is you'll also be able to get your documents right off of your computer when you're at home, because you'll be able to access through the security system, but you'll be able to access from the cloud anything you need. So if you are home over the weekend and you're working on something, you don't have to copy it all to a disk, or a flash drive and bring it home or go back into the office. So employees and management will be much more linked in, so they can get to all the documents and resources they need, because it's all going to reside in the cloud. Now, that's not going to happen tomorrow, but we're working toward that.
Do we know how much the state spends on IT?
Well, that is one of our challenges, and the legislature has asked us that repeatedly. And I know that GMET is also looking at that with the cooperation of the Agency of Digital Services. We're designing right now a new way to categorize IT. That's been one of the problems. What is IT? Is it software, hardware? Is it people? Is it applications? Is it telecommunications? Is it wireless? So we're in the process of writing definitions for that and creating an accounting structure framework that will enable us to instruct departments how to record and account for all of these expenses. So we will be able to get our arms around how much we spend. It's very hard to improve something if you don't have the data. So in order for us to improve our total cost on IT, we need to know what they are, and we're working toward that.
On that point, it's not exactly about IT, but it's about the bigger kind of programs and activities that we're doing. Up until the Governor Scott asked recently, the state could not give you a list of programs and activities that it did. Not a comprehensive list. Put another way, if you went and said, I want a list of everything government does, no one would have it. What Governor Scott said early on is that we need to create that list. We have to know all the things that we're spending money on. It's kind of inconceivable that we haven't had that up until now, but it was one of the early orders that he sent out to his cabinet. It was to compile that, something that is ongoing right now, but it will be for GMET. We'll be able to take that list and start saying, all right, what of these programs and activities that we're doing, how do they align to the strategic objectives that the governor's laid out about strengthening the economy, making Vermont more affordable, and protecting vulnerable Vermonters? That's going to be – that itself is a pretty big innovation.
And I would just add to that that we're not the only ones. I originally in January when the governor first said, I want a list of programs, so I actually set about to get that from everyone. And I got a phone call from the Office of Management and Budget in Washington, D.C., and they called me because they wanted to hear about what we were doing, because the federal government is trying to come up with a list of programs because they don't have one either. I'm guessing many states don't. It's one of those things that just happens over time. This year you add five and take two away, and next year you add two more and take three away. So no one has ever sat down and said, let's list all the programs. And they don't have to be named programs. We have a lot of named programs like Three Squares Vermont or WIC, which is Women, Infant, and Children. But we also have programs that don't have a fancy name, like clean water programs or air quality programs. And so what we need to do is we need to look at all the services and all the programs we do and look for synergies and areas where we can leverage the activities that we do. Just because AHS calls it case management, other agencies and departments do things similarly. They don't call it case management, but it's the same function. So how can we leverage best practice to get the best outcomes we can?
Sue Zeller, GMET is going to be filing quarterly reports, and it's probably been about 2.5 months since Governor Scott formed the team. So can I jump the gun and ask for an update on what the team has accomplished so far?
Well, actually, we have our first organizing meeting on March 21st, and we will be looking at formalizing the charter, and I will be giving them an update on where the PIVOT program is. As of next Tuesday, as I mentioned, we will have trained 196 people that are comprising the nucleus of our individual department and agency PIVOT teams, and we will begin talking about where the team, the GMET team, wants to go. Do they want to look at what data we can provide them, what areas they want to start to address?
And Neil Lunderville, very briefly, what does success look like for GMET?
I think success looks like a budget that year over year is built on with programs and activities that support our fundamental objectives. When we start to do that, we start to increase the effectiveness of state government, and I ultimately believe we'll do it for less money, which I think is music to all Vermonters' ears.
Indeed. Neil Lunderville is general manager of Burlington Electric Department and a member of GMET. Sue Zeller is the chief performance officer in the Agency of Administration and the chair of the Government Modernization and Efficiency Team. I want to thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you, Rick.
Thank you.
Listeners, we invite you to keep this conversation going. Leave us a note on the Vermont Edition page at vpr.net. You can also find us on Facebook or tweet us at Vermont Edition. And follow Vermont Edition in NPR One for our latest content. Vermont Edition is produced by Sam Gale Rosen and Meg Malone. Jake Rusnak directed the program. Our executive producer is Patty Daniels. And our theme music was composed by Grace Potter and the Nocturnals. I'm Rick Singeri. Thanks for listening.